I wish this was telly, because the smile says it all.
No.
Just how special a day is that?
Oh, it's brilliant. Look, I'm from the north, I'm from Lincolnshire. Look, big days like this is what jockeys dream of, obviously. Look, it's not a Group 1, Group 2, but at the end of the day, it's still a big race. First ride for Mr. Goldie, and I'm very privileged to get the ride.
Drawn in stall 3, was that always the plan, to play catch me if you can?
Look, it was one of them where he'd been dropped back markedly in trip. Obviously, he'd been running over 2 mile, mile 6. Spoke to Mr. Goldie on the way down, had a good, you know, briefing from him. We had both ideas of, you know, use the draw to an advantage and his stamina. I don't think I went massively over quick, but once I kind of halfway around the bend, turning in, I gave him a boot in the belly and said, right, let's go. And look, a brilliantly willing partner. Credit to the horse and the training and performance.
I mean, from the stands, a furlong out, you was going to win. Did it feel like that? Did you feel as though, particularly once David Egan had come close and disappeared?
Look, it's always one of them, you know, it's not a prolific front runner track, but at the same time, you always think when you're in front for a long time, something's going to come late and nab you, but they didn't, luckily, and look, yet again, full credit to the horse, he stuck his neck out well.
And a terrific reception. I mean, the stand is packed, a furlong out. Probably the crowd roar got you home, didn't it?
100%. Look, I was roaring myself, but they probably didn't hear me. I could hear them.
Biggest day in your riding career?
Yeah, 100%. Look, definitely biggest prize, but obviously I've won the Scottish Sprint Cup twice as well. Caspian Prince and Jamora give me both great days. But for an outside ride as well, you know, to try and keep yourself on the map is brilliant.
For someone like you also to come and win this in front of a packed Nagsmar and in front of a national television audience on a Saturday afternoon, there's no better way to advertise A. Rawlinson, is there?
No, definitely not. Look, we're all in it for the same reasons, to ride big winners. There's a lot of lads in the weighing room that could easily do the job given the right opportunities, and it just shows, you know, we've all tried and strive for the best and the best we can do, but the only chance we've got is if we get on the good horses, and look, he hopefully we'll go on to bigger, better things, and we can go with him.
I'm going to say with A. Rawlinson back in the plate next time.
Fingers crossed. Look, that's down to Mr. Goldie, obviously, the owners, but it'd be a privilege to ride him again.
Well done.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.